All right, so the Norfolk Southern Railroad Company is running around the town of East Palestine, you know, where this big chemical train wreck occurred, offering people $1,000 if they'll sign a document to indemnify the railroad company against any future claims of anything. $1,000. And so far, something like 350 people have signed the document, and they've taken the $1,000. So Norfolk Southern has paid out $350,000 roughly. That'll probably increase to $400,000 or $500,000. Now, you and I know the people taking that $1,000 are ignorant. They do not know what has just happened. They do not know the long-term consequences, the cancers that may likely result from the dioxin fallout. A lot of these people, no doubt, have exceeded their maximum lifetime exposure, quote, safe exposure, that is, for dioxins, because the vinyl chloride was ignited. It was set on fire, apparently, at the order of the railroad company, is my understanding. Currently, I'm still trying to confirm that. But if the railroad company has paid out $350,000, maybe $400,000, ask yourself, why? Why are they willing to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars if it's all safe, as the EPA says, it's all safe, return to your homes, nothing's wrong, there's no problem, no chemicals, nothing's dying, there are no dead fish, there are no dead animals, it's all safe. Why would they pay people $1,000 each if it's all safe? And the answer is, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. They're paying this money. This is money to keep people silent, and they're buying off the potential for future lawsuits. So there are law firms that are in a rush to try to contact all these people in the town and even outside the town. I know there are law firms because, well, one of them contacted us. And these firms, in fact, there have been lawsuits already filed, but there are many more coming. And these lawsuits will have all sorts of claims against Norfolk Southern. Claim that they didn't follow protocol, the train was too long, they shouldn't have set fire, they damaged the environment, on and on and on. Many, many claims, too much to go into here. All these people that took this $1,000, they will not be able to be part of those potential lawsuits or class action lawsuits. And so for pennies on the dollar, Norfolk Southern is buying these people off, paying them off so cheaply, $1,000 versus perhaps a lifetime of cancer. What does a lifetime of cancer treatments cost? It's a whole lot more than $1,000. Just the diagnosis of cancer is more than $1,000. And what about the disabilities that people will suffer as a result of this? What about the early deaths or the number of years of life that will be taken from them? Because they'll die early, many of them. They may not die tomorrow, but they will very likely have many years of life taken from them because of this chemical exposure. What's the value of a year of life? You know, I suppose the courts will have to decide that. But people taking this $1,000 are placing essentially no value on their life. No value, or virtually no value. $1,000? Are you kidding me? And I can only imagine what some of the conversations must be around this. They probably have, and I'm just guessing, but they probably have teams that go around door to door and say, hello, you know, we're from the railroad and we want to do what's right for the community. And we've already hired our own testing company and they say everything's good, you know, because they're being paid by the railroad. And there's no problem here. Everything's safe, you know. Continue to raise your children just as you did before, you know, just continue as normal. But just to help you because of, you know, maybe disruptions or something, we'd like to give you $1,000. Would you like to take the $1,000? And, you know, the average person's going to say, $1,000? Sure, I'll take $1,000. And so they'll probably write them a check right there and say, oh, by the way, just as a formality, we need you to sign this that shows that you received the $1,000 and that you agree to accept this and our terms. And you don't have to read it. They'll usually say that, is my guess, because every time I've ever been asked to sign anything by anybody, like a car dealership or a real estate agent or whatever. They always say, oh, you don't have to read this. And then they tell you what it says verbally. Oh, this just says everything's good. And just sign it. Nobody reads this. And truly, nobody reads it. So nobody's going to read this. And then somewhere buried in this document, it's going to say, oh, and by the way, you agreed to indemnify Norfolk Southern for all of eternity. You can make no claims whatsoever on health or loss of job or damage to your land or food or anything. It's all going to be in there. The average person is just going to sign it for $1,000. Now, those who don't take the $1,000 and who hold out and become part of lawsuits and legal efforts, they will probably end up receiving much more, hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars in payouts based on the way those court cases go and how much damage they've suffered, what the losses are, what the medical diagnosis is, and so on. But of course, that process will take many years. So you can take $1,000 today, or you can wait years and try to get real compensation to help you live the rest of your life with the potentially debilitating effects of these, you know, toxic chemicals. So I really do think it's important to understand what's happening here, because I think a lot more of us are going to face a similar type of choice, because there are likely more accidents being planned, carried out, maybe acts of sabotage, maybe acts of terrorism, maybe false flags, maybe acts of war. But there are very likely going to be more accidents, more toxins, more chemical clouds, and so on and so forth. So if this happens to you, do not take the $1,000, obviously, don't sign that. And most importantly, as I've already mentioned, it's critical to protect yourself with good nutrition. So I have an in-house team that's looking at what are all the top phytonutrients and foods and superfoods that block dioxins. And we've already found, like I said earlier, I3C, indole-3-carbinol from cruciferous vegetables is a very powerful protective substance against these kinds of toxins known as dioxins, which is a class of about 73 chemical compounds. And they are very, very toxic, crazy toxic. One of the most, well, I think the most toxic chemical created by industry. But the people who are most susceptible to these exposures are people who live on processed junk food. Living on processed junk food, so they're not getting good nutrients. They're not getting the protective qualities of not just antioxidants, but specifically medicinal phytochemicals, such as, you know, sulforaphane and indole-3-carbinol and proanthocyanidins and so on, carotenoids, all these different classes of, quote, chemicals, which are natural molecules in plants and herbs and foods and superfoods and fruits and so on. Bottom line, if you want a simple rule of thumb for all of this, by the way, you want to eat a lot of different colors of foods. So you want the purples, you want the yellows, the reds, and the greens, but the purples and the black, like eggplant, those are anthocyanins. And those are very, very protective in your body. I don't know if they work against dioxins, perhaps not, but they're very protective in many other ways. And they also help block, by the way, spike protein receptor sites in the body. So yeah, anthocyanins are critical to survive plagues and things like that. But there are many other categories of nutrients. And typically the more pungent or bitter tasting the food is, the more it has these powerful natural molecules that are highly medicinal. So as a rule of thumb, if something tastes sweet or sugary or bland or processed, it's probably, you know, doesn't have much in the way of good nutrition that's going to protect you. But if something tastes pungent, powerful, like fenugreek or horseradish or radishes or beets or things like that, then that's going to be far more potent and more medicinal and more protective against all these, you know, potential exposures. And that gets us into topics of things such as wild foods or wildcrafted foods and herbs. And wild foods taste more pungent, more bitter, more potent because they're loaded with the natural chemical constituents that offer you protection. And if you think about it, the average consumer isn't getting any wild foods. They're not getting much in the way of superfoods or nutrition. They're just eating processed junk food like processed corn, processed wheat, processed sugar, just jazzed up with artificial colors, you know, instead of actual pigments from plants. I guarantee you that FD&C red dye number 2 is not going to protect you from anything. But if you actually get, you know, pigments from plants, those are very protective. So let this Ohio train wreck be an important reminder of the power of daily nutrition to incorporate these powerful preventative superfoods and natural molecules as part of your daily intake. You know, if you're wondering, why do I blend kale into my smoothies? You know, why do I drink turmeric every day? Why do I use concentrated cherry extract whenever I make a blueberry fruit smoothie? Yeah, I'll do blueberries and I'll do mangoes and I'll do like coconut water plus cherry extract concentrate. And then any other kind of anthocyanins that I can get my hands on, like raspberries or blackberries or anything like that. Why do I do that? I want the maximum nutritional density in everything that I'm eating and drinking. And that's why I very rarely eat any kind of highly processed food. And note, too, that, you know, you can eat organic grains all day long. Organic grains are fine in terms of energy and a few healthy oils, but they don't give you these fruit and vegetable pigment chemicals, the anthocyanins and the other things I mentioned, these unique chemicals that are found also in a lot of herbs / spices like ginger or turmeric or lemongrass, you know, or sage and rosemary. You know, rosemary has a rosmarinic acid in it, which is a very potent anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, heart-protective nutrient. And the list just goes on and on and on. Ideally, you should be growing some amount of your own herbs in your kitchen, just even little pots, little containers, or little hydroponic production. You should be sprouting some things like alfalfa sprouts and broccoli sprouts and radish sprouts, and then incorporating these herbs and sprouts into your food on a daily basis, whether you're drinking them in smoothies or adding them to salads or, I don't know, garnishes on top of things you do, like even soups or whatever. This is the way to protect yourself against a toxic world. No joke. This is how to protect yourself against toxic chemical gas bombs. You know, the powers that be are trying to kill you, but you have nutrition that can save you if you have the knowledge. If you have the knowledge, which is what we do. We work to connect you with that knowledge. So we've got a lot of really great content coming your way in terms of lists of protective superfoods and nutrients. And also, of course, our lab is acquiring a gas chromatography add-on to our triple quad mass spec instrument so that we can test for dioxins. That's about 90 days away, I'm told. So in about 3 months, let's say before summer, we'll be able to start testing everything for dioxins. And you're like, how come you can't do it faster? These instruments take a long time to get built, to get installed, tested. There's training. There's like a week of training that goes just with this thing. So I'm going to have to take off a bunch of days from interviews because I got to go in and do the training myself, so that I know how to run everything. That's something I do with all these lab instruments. I know how to run all the instruments with all the software and quantitation, curve, correlation fits, and all this stuff. And I'm a hands-on guy, so I'll keep you posted. In any case, thank you for listening. Boost your nutrition, and you'll be protected against this toxic world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.